Santa, tell us how busy you are this time of year.
Oh, it's very busy. It starts usually about the middle of November. This year, it started even earlier than that. It seems that to get earlier and earlier every year.
So when you say busy, describe the next six, seven. How many weeks do you, how far away are we from Christmas?
I think we're 37 days, but who's counting, right? yeah, I'm out just about every day. There may be a day or two during the week that I'm not. But and on the weekends, of course, they book the earliest. And I've done it long enough where we just kind of rebook. When I walk out the door, they say, see you next year at the same date, you know. And so as a result, most of my weekends are booked years in advance. But there's one thing I've discovered, Sam, is there's no downside to Santa. It's all good. It's all positive. You might get a little bit tired, but it's a real good tire.
This will air the weekend of Christmas. Can you give the children at home an update on the reindeer and how everything's going with all those presents and gifts?
Well, I checked on the elves the other day, and it looked like we were right on target. We were behind in just a couple of areas because we're getting a lot of requests for certain electronics and that kind of thing this year. But the head elf, you know him, don't you? Barry is his name. Anyway, he assured me we were on track and everything was going to go fine. The reindeer are fat and sassy. They've been flying around. They're ready to go. I believe we're going to be in good shape this year.
Santa, what have you been hearing in terms of the favorite gifts? What seems to be high on the list?
Lots of robots. Robots, robots, robots. For some reason, cat robots, dog robots, you name it. I do an event, Sam, the first weekend in December up in Mason, which is where Kings Island is, and it's a generic drug distributor up there called Prasco. It's a real first class, almost like a Disney property. And they put on a big Christmas party for the entire city of Mason. And it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the first weekend in December every year, and I'll see 3,000 kids in 3 days. It's unbelievable, but I've got lifters. You know what lifters are? Those are the elves that lift the kids up and take the kids down. And if you've ever seen The Christmas Story, it's a little like that. We don't have a slide, and I don't put my foot in anybody's face and tell them they're going to shoot their eye out, but it's a little like, here you go, there you go. But it's an amazing event, but 3,000 kids. Here we go. Let's get a picture here with Sam.
Great. It strikes me with all the technology and things changing in life, there are some things that stay the same, and this is part of it. Can you kind of speak to that love of you and what this represents?
That's a good question, and I thought about it a lot because with technology, there's wonders with technology, as you know, and there are things that we can do now that we never dreamed of years and years ago. But at the same time, some of the magic can be lost. But there's just something about Santa, that magic, it doesn't matter with all the technology. Now, instead of sending me letters, instead of sending Santa letters, the kids send him emails. And, you know, with all that, but the basic concept of loving each other and giving at Christmas time and receiving gifts and giving gifts, that hasn't changed, and hopefully it won't.
How does this touch your heart, Santa, doing this and seeing kids like this?
It's beyond what I can put into words, and all the time spent and hours of doing it and buying costuming and all that stuff is absolutely so worth it. I haven't figured out anything about it that's in any way down, on the downside. It's all positive, and I get tired easily, but that's just part of it, and it's really kind of, I almost look forward to it, you know.
I could see where 3,000 children lifting them into your lap would wear you out pretty fast.
First year that I did it, we didn't think ahead. And I did it myself, and I couldn't walk for about 3 days. And so we had a little meeting afterwards and said, I think I'm going to need a little help up there. But it's a wonderful thing.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you.